Hello, and welcome to 365 Days of Astronomy Podcast. My name is Abby, and today joining me will be Nicole. As Neil Armstrong recently passed away just in August of this last year, we will be talking about him today, as well as the first voyage to the moon. Nicole, would you like to say anything before we start?
I'd just like to say thank you for this opportunity to be here today. I love astronomy, and I hope you all learn as much about Neil Armstrong as I have. While he was not technically an astronomer, his voyage to the moon sparked much progress in the astronomy field.
Thank you, Nicole. Let's get started. We'll first go back to the very beginning. Once upon a time, there was a big bang in the universe. Just kidding. Not that beginning. Neil Armstrong was born in Ohio on August 5th, 1930. At age 16, most kids get their driver's license. Well, Neil Armstrong got his pilot's license. He started flying at a very young age, even joining the military as a pilot. He fought in the Korean War.
After the war, Armstrong proceeded with his education. He went to college at Purdue, majoring in aeronautical engineering for his bachelor's degree. After that, he went on to receive his master's in aerospace engineering from the University of Southern California. In his personal life, Armstrong married Janet Sheeran and had three children with her.
Armstrong then went on to have a very successful career with NASA. We all know that he was the first man to walk on the moon, but let's just take a second to recognize all of his other aeronautical achievements. In 1955, he joined what was then called NACA and would later become NASA. NACA stood for National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. One of the first well-known aircrafts Armstrong piloted was called X-15. This aircraft was fast. Its top speed was 4,000 miles per hour. This is still the world record today for the fastest manned aircraft.
In 1962, Armstrong received his astronaut wings. His first assignment as a command pilot was the Gemini 8 mission. Then in 1969, Armstrong set off on his most famous voyage into space, the first trip to the moon. But we will talk about that in detail in just a minute. After the voyage to the moon, Armstrong continued his career at NASA. He held many reputable positions. Eventually, he retired from NASA and began teaching aerospace engineering at the University of Cincinnati. He was a member of many acclaimed groups throughout his life and was decorated by 17 countries. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Congressional Gold Medal, and the Congressional Space Medal of Honor, and countless other awards for his success.
Now, to go back and talk about the voyage to the moon. Apollo 11 truly was, to say it as Armstrong himself said it, one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. Armstrong is one of three men who participated in this mission. Armstrong and a man named Buzz Aldrin were the only two to actually walk on the moon, however. They spent a total of about 2.5 hours walking on the moon, gathering lunar material to bring back to Earth.
Talking about the actual walking on the moon, Aldrin and Armstrong mentioned that the surface of the moon was very fine and therefore was very slippery. They had to plan their steps ahead in order not to fall over. The samples of lunar material brought back to Earth did not contain any evidence of life or water.
The astronauts did not just walk around on the moon, however. They conducted several experiments as well. They studied properties of lunar soil, collected samples of solar wind, detected moonquakes, and measured the distance between the Earth and moon.
Apollo 11 is one of the most memorable, successful space missions that have ever occurred. Neil Armstrong's legacy will be remembered forever. He passed away on August 25th, 2012, at the age of 82.
He will be missed. Thank you all for joining us today. Good night, astronomers.